And now, 88.9 and 96.5 FM WDCR brings you The Cradle and the Convert. Join your hosts, Dave Slade and Mark Bartholomew, for a conversation about local issues with a Catholic perspective.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to The Cradle and the Convert. I'm Dave Slade, your host for tonight's broadcast. My co-host, the convert, Mark Bartholomew, is on vacation this week in Central Florida, but he sends you his prayers and his thoughts, and he said he'd be listening to us on the podcast. With me tonight in the studio is the newest member of the WDCR Advisory Board and guest host, Dan Walker.
Good evening.
Dan is a member of Holy Family Parish, is married and has three children. Dan's a graduate of Sacred Heart Griffin and Illinois State University and lives right here in Decatur, Illinois. Dan, welcome to The Cradle and the Convert. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Well, thanks for the invitation. Look forward to a great half hour.
Yeah. It's nice to have company in the studio. Mark takes off every so often and goes on vacation and leaves me here. And it's nice to have someone that can sit with me and use their expertise. Because you've been on the radio before, right?
Oh, I've done a little bit of this before in my working days back to the Home Builders Association.
Yeah,
back in the day, we used to host a hour-long program on Saturday mornings.
I remember that. The Home Improvement Show?
Home Improvement Show.
On WSOY.
Yes.
Yeah. And your voice is familiar to me because for many years I heard the Miller O'Neill commercials on WSOY, too. So you've got a great radio voice, and the experience you bring to WDCR is going to be really great for us.
Well, I look forward to contributing in my own special way. And what I like about the Decatur Catholic Radio is an opportunity to help me grow personally, too, and versus just going to our typical Mass on Sundays. This also gets me a little bit more involved with the faith and hopefully draw me closer to Jesus Christ.
Well, and Dan, that's beautiful. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about personal prayer, time in prayer. There was a man struggling with his faith, and he thought, if I could just talk to God, I'd probably be able to clear up all these problems. And suddenly there before him appears the Lord. And the Lord says, what can I do for you? And he said, Lord, can I ask you a couple questions? And obviously God said, sure. He said, you're eternal and infinite. He said, what is a million years like to you? And the Lord said, well, it's just like a second. And he said, oh. He said, well, I know the heaven is beautiful and the streets are paved with gold. What is $1 million like to you? And the Lord said, well, it's like a penny. And the man said, well, Lord, could you loan me a penny? And the Lord said, yeah, just give me a second. So in talking about time, you know, we all have such busy lives. And many people say they just don't have enough time to pray. So when is enough enough, especially when it comes to time with God? When it comes to serving God and His church, you know, when is enough enough? If we spend a few minutes in morning prayer, is that enough time? If we go to Mass on Sunday, is that enough time? What if we add evening prayer and maybe even a rosary once a week or so? You know, is that enough? The average American, according to the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics and the American Time Use Survey, says that the average American spends 8.9 hours a day at work. And that comes to roughly 48 hours a week. The average American spends 7.7 hours a day sleeping. So that comes to about 50.9 hours a week asleep. The average American spends 4-plus hours a day with technology, which comes to 28 hours a week of TV, Facebook, Internet, that type of thing. And the average American spends about 17 minutes a day in quiet or deep thought. So I don't know if they include that as part of prayer. Being a Bureau of Labor Statistics, prayer wasn't even asked about. But, you know, we wait in line at the store and the bank, and drive time wasn't even recorded in this survey because it varies so much from region to region. You know, if you live in Chicago, you're going to spend hours a week in traffic. You know, and when you're at Walmart or at the grocery store, wherever, you spend a lot of time in line, depending on which store you go to. So how many hours a day or a week do we spend in prayer or in quiet meditation with the Lord?
And I really think that's a good question to ask, because being a Catholic my entire life, a cradle Catholic, we spend very little time throughout the week in prayer. We really, it's not, is enough enough? It's really, do we even contribute? Do we even put the effort in? And what's been nice about Decatur Catholic Radio and what why I have chosen to get involved is I do a little bit of driving every day all over Central Illinois and listen to a FM station, WVGL, Christian music station. And when I heard about Decatur Catholic Radio, that has kind of been my trigger now for prayer to turn it to Decatur Catholic Radio and give that opportunity to pray and put life into perspective and put your day into perspective, and whether it's in the morning and then on the way home and even at lunch hour, now I find myself turning.
It becomes addictive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I agree. You know, there's no solid numbers on this, but what we figure here is, let's just say if we spend 5 minutes in the morning with our morning prayer and 5 minutes in the evening before bed, and we attend Mass on the weekends, that's 2 hours and 10 minutes each week we give to God. That's half of what we spend a day watching TV and on Facebook. Half of one day. And if we're going to talk God's talk, we need to walk God's walk, right? So how do we increase the quality time seeking God's grace? Well, we want to start small and work our way up. You know, memorize a morning offering. Every morning when I wake up, I have a morning offering that I was taught in grade school that I still use. It includes my prayers, my works, my joys, and my sufferings, so that anything that happens throughout the day reflects back on that prayer. On the day we do the show, like today, I went up and said my morning offering in the Adoration Chapel, face-to-face with our Lord. But here's some ways to try to increase your time. You know, go to Mass and try to go to one during the week. Just pick out one. All of the parishes have daily Mass at one time or another during the day. Some are at 7:30, some are at 8:30. Friday at St. Pat's, it's 11:15. Try to make it to just one extra Mass. You know, it's not that big of a deal. How about confession? Weekly, biweekly, or monthly? The Pope goes to confession biweekly. Now, I think that means twice a week, doesn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Can you imagine what would the Pope have to confess? You know, even if you only have venial sins, confess them. The venerable Bishop Fulton Sheen once said regarding hearing confessions at a convent, it's like being stoned to death with popcorn. But that never stopped him from hearing confessions, and it never stopped those holy sisters from going to confession. You know, have you tried Eucharistic adoration? I'm going to talk to the listeners here for a second, and I'm talking now to you. I recommend that you, our listeners, give it a try. Miracles can happen when you speak with Jesus face to face. Incredible things do happen when you go to Eucharistic adoration. And Eucharistic adoration is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here in the chapel at St. Mary's Hospital. Now, don't forget your prayers at bedtime. I like to use an anagram to help me remember how to pray at night. And I use the anagram P-A-R-T, part. Do your part. Make it a part of your day. P is for petitions. You know, give the Lord your list, the things that you are praying for. Adoration. Always tell God that He is your Lord. He is your God. You adore and love Him. Reparations, you know, for the things that we have done and the things that the world has done, to make reparations to the Lord for this crazy mixed up world. And thanksgiving. Always give thanks for your night prayer could last an hour if you gave thanks for everything you had to be thankful for. In fact, it probably could last forever. But that's P-A-R-T, petitions, adoration, reparation, and thanksgiving. And they don't need to be in that order. You know,
basically saying do your part.
Do your part every night. And, you know, the petitions I kind of usually put after I give thanks and after I adore God and offer my prayer. So, but if you can remember to do your part and remember that in your prayer, you can increase your prayer time by many more minutes a day. And that One of the big things, too, is something I'm going to tell you about when we come back after this short break. Another great way to increase your ability to listen to God, to hear the Word, and increase your prayer life. Okay, you're listening to The Cradle and Convert right here on 88.9, 96.5 WDCR, Decatur Catholic Radio.
This is Dale Alquist with a Chesterton Minute on Relevant Radio. Have you ever heard someone say, "You've got to believe in yourself"? G.K. Chesterton says, "The people who believe in themselves are all in lunatic asylums." You have to believe in something outside yourself. You have to believe that there is a greater reality than the one inside your head. If the only thing you believe in is yourself, your world will become very small, about the size of a padded cell. We live in a world that rejects the worship of the one true God and has substituted something called the God within. But as Chesterton says, if Jones is told to worship the God within, it ultimately means that Jones shall worship Jones. And that's not going to work. Want more than a minute? Visit us at chesterton.org.
All right, we're glad to have you back here on The Cradle and the Convert. I'm Dave Slade, here with guest host Dan Walker on The Cradle and the Convert. Now, I told you we're going to discuss, Dan, another powerful way to keep God in the forefront of your mind. How'd you like to have the ability to talk to a priest and have your questions answered? Or here's prayer recited with you and for you twice an hour. Catholic Radio is a fantastic way to pray, learn, and share. The WDCR and Relevant Radio presents a daily morning talk show, a drive time show with insight and entertainment. It's called Morning Air. And then from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m., you, the listener, can call in and talk to a Catholic priest. We have Father Simon Says, and he takes questions, The Inner Life with Chuck Neff, and he does kind of an hour-long retreat with the priest, and they take phone calls. And then from noon to one, we have Monsignor Stuart Swetland, who comes on and does Go Ask Your Father. With any question, as he puts it, is fair game. And he is a brilliant priest, and he, for 3 hours, they'll take questions. You can pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. On the most listened to prayer in America, and have your intentions and prayers offered by thousands of prayer warrior listeners, led by Drew Mariani, the host of that show.
You know, Dave, just earlier this morning, listening to the radio, mm-hmm. there was one of the programming was they had a scientist, and we talked about faith and science and atheists, and mm-hmm. how do we as Christians and Catholics counteract the arguments that they bring up, and it's so educational.
Yeah, it really is, and when people ask you questions, then you may have some intelligent, you know, answer, or tell them where to go to listen to it.
Yeah, no, so,
yeah. Well, the Big Bang Theory was found by a Catholic priest.
I did not know that.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Well, we at WDCR, we'd like you to preset a button on your car radio too, so that when you hop in the car, you have a preset there, and if a song comes on you don't like, you click over and listen to us for a while and see what you think. And on the north side of Decatur, 88.9 is a good, strong signal. And we've got a little hollow spot south of town that we have a repeater. Actually, now it's called a translator, 96.5, that fills in that spot real nicely for South Shores and the area around Red Tail Golf Course. And it reaches clear to – I was picking us up in Stonington. Coming back from St. Louis the other day.
Well, you can still hear it in the Buffalo, Mechanicsburg yeah. area, too.
Yeah. But we reach part of 8 counties in central Illinois. So tell a friend, and especially your family, people at church, set a button and add your time in prayer and worship by listening to Catholic Radio. It can increase God's love, power, and mercy in you. Of course, God has all of that for you, but it can take you from the 2 hours and 10 minutes a week that we're used to as much as you want in your car, in your kitchen, in the office or online. You'll be amazed at what you hear and how it will grow your Catholic faith and the knowledge in our beautiful Catholic Church. Keep in mind that tonight's suggestions are also just a start. This is just a start, but a journey of 1,000 miles starts by taking a single step.
You know, that's one of the challenges that I have as being Catholic and trying to keep Jesus in my life every day, is how do I develop the triggers or the habits so that I do think of Jesus? I do think how is the Lord going to enter my life today? Whether it's the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, mm-hmm. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. You know, being a Christian, living the Christian life. But how, you know, you get busy with a customer, you get busy with another coworker, you kind of lose track of where you're at, and something has to trigger you to get back into your faith, spirit, so that you can just be aware of it throughout your day. That's to me is the challenge.
Yeah, like you said, trigger. I know sometimes when things aren't going well for me during the day, I go right back to my morning offering where I've said, my joys and my sufferings I've offered to the Lord for the day. So I go back to that and I think, well, this is just part of what I signed on for this morning. You know, for you, Lord, you get my prayers, my works, my joys, and my sufferings. And I know a suffering for me might be a four-putt, because life's pretty good for me, and, I have my daily struggles and suffers, but, man, I'm so blessed, you know, to have my lay ministry in the church and to have the ability to talk to people on this apostolate.
Well, you know, they say that if you don't feel the thorn in your side, you really can't experience the true power of God.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, without the pain, you won't understand the mercy that he gives you. Which is, I think, is beautiful.
It is beautiful. Now, last week, Dan, a lot of the board members were down in St. Louis for the Catholic Radio Association Symposium, and it was to teach us about production mainly, how to produce the shows, how to do some live radio like we're doing now with the masses, and just basically to increase our knowledge on how to make this apostolate better, more powerful. How to get people to listen, and that's kind of what we're doing with the show tonight. I met a most amazing man this week at that symposium. His name was Tony Melendez, and I played a little of his music there when we came back from the break. Tony Melendez is from Guatemala. He sings Christian music and has now basically become totally a Catholic-based musician. He played for Pope John Paul II in the Hollywood Bowl back in the 90s. The Pope came down and gave him a hug. The amazing thing about Tony Melendez is that he was born without arms. He plays the guitar in the most incredible way, and he is an awesome musician. He plays the guitar with his feet. And when I heard he was going to be there and was going to play for us, I thought, man, I've just got to see this. And it's an incredible gift. He plays the guitar so beautifully. You would never know that he's not holding that guitar between his arms and strumming the strings and picking with his fingers, but he has no arms, hands, or fingers. His dad told him when he was 10, he gave him a guitar, and Tony said, "What am I supposed to do with this?" And his dad said, "Learn to play it." And he's won, I think, 2 Emmy Awards for Christian music. Incredible. Out of the people that were at this thing, there were 5 Spanish-speaking Catholic radio stations, one on the East Coast and the rest were in California. A huge market. Now, they play a lot of music. They play a lot of Catholic Spanish music. But it's a growing apostolate on the coasts right now and in Chicago. It was amazing to me that at this symposium there were people from Portland, Maine and Portland, Oregon. And from Key West, there's a guy starting a Catholic radio station in Key West to a large group in San Diego. So all 4 corners of our country are covered by Catholic radio, 400 stations now on the air with Catholic broadcasting.
Well, you know, it's kind of important for the listeners out there, especially those who are not Catholic, we welcome you in.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and
yes,
that's one of the things that we've done historically, being grown up Catholic. I don't think, have done a good job evangelizing, letting people know that you are welcome. And I think what we're doing here in Catholic Radio throughout the country, I think Catholic Radio just started as an organization in 1999, so we really haven't been around that long.
We haven't been around that long.
So I think it's, anyway, come join us on a Sunday. Yeah. Come join us during the week.
Yep.
We'd love to see you.
Start by tuning in to some of the day shows here on Relevant. Our final speaker, closing speaker for the event was Father Rocky, Francis J. Hoffman, the executive director of Relevant Radio. And what a great message he had. The apostolate of Relevant Radio is rapidly becoming the standard for Catholic radio broadcasting. And it was such a great trip. Somebody asked me about our studios, because our board, virtually, there was 11 of us at this symposium, and somebody came up and said, you must have a pretty big station. And I said, well, you know, we have our own Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. No kidding. I said, yeah. How big's your building? I said, well, it's 7 stories tall, and it's on about 6 acres. The guy said, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. I said, well, we're in the basement of St. Mary's Hospital in Decatur, Illinois, but... You know, you can walk out this door right now and go to the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. So it's really something, and we're so grateful to HSHS St. Mary's for giving us this beautiful studio and the ability to be on the air. We here at WDCR and the Cradle and the Convert would love to hear from you, the listeners, and let us know what you would like to hear. I mean, do you like the format? Do you like Relevant Radio? What's your favorite show? How about The Cradle and the Convert? How are Mark and I doing? Do you like the show? Is it too long? Is it too short? How about this time slot? Do you like 6 p.m. and 10 p.m.? Or maybe would you like us to look at another time? Do you ever listen to the podcast and recommend to your friends the podcast of The Cradle and the Convert to people that aren't in the area that might still want to hear some of the local stuff going on? We'd love to hear from you, and you can call us at right here at the studios at 464-1099 or send us an email at contact@wdcrradio.com. That's 464-1099 or contact@wdcrradio.com. And again, please share your thoughts with us. We would love to have your feedback. If you have a story of how Catholic radio has touched you, we want to hear it and we want to share it. Okay, speaking of sharing, we'd like you also to go to Facebook, 88.9 WDCR Decatur Catholic Radio, and take a look around in our Facebook page and give us a like. We're up to 225 likes on our Facebook page. That's not too bad.
That's too bad.
We had a post last week on Facebook that had almost 1,000 hits on it. So there are people looking, and we're really happy about that. Again, we want to thank you, our listeners, for your wonderful support to this on-air apostolate, for your financial support and especially your prayers. You know, if you can't donate, pray for us. Pray that the one person tonight that needs to hear this show and learn to do their part, their prayer, adoration, thanksgiving, and reparations, will hear this show. So we just ask that you will keep us in your thoughts and in your prayers, and give us a call. We would love to hear from you and know what you're thinking. Dan, got any final thoughts?
One final thought. The good Lord does not barge down doors, but if you open it up, open the door, he will gladly step in.
You're right. You're right. The beautiful painting of Jesus standing at the door has no doorknob, has to be opened from the inside. That's your heart opening up to Jesus. Well, Dan, I really appreciate you being with me tonight. Without Mark here to lead and guide and direct and all the things that he does.
I'm sure you'll look forward to him coming back next week. But I did enjoy it. Thank you very
much. Well, I'm glad you were with us. What I'd like to do is close tonight's show with the Catholic radio prayer in union with St. Gabriel, the Archangel, and the patron saint of Catholic radio, St. Gabriel. We have a statue in the studio of St. Gabriel blowing the trumpet. You know, the Annunciation to Mary. He is the great communicator and the patron of Catholic radio. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Holy Gabriel, whom God did entrust with his message to Mary, at her yes, the Word became flesh. Pray for us that having been entrusted with the message of Jesus Christ to the world at our baptism, we may faithfully proclaim him in our lives and in our work. In a particular way, we pray for all of the apostolate of Catholic radio throughout the world. By your angelic power and supplications, Protect them and help them to be humble and faithful messengers of the new evangelization. Increase the effect of Catholic radio for the increase of the mystical body of Christ. Protect it from assaults from without, and pray for holy zeal within. Mary, star of the new evangelization, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, that's about all we got for tonight. I'm Dave Slade with Dan Walker. Thanks for joining us. Mark will be back next week, and we'll see you then on The Cradle and the Convert, 88.9, 96.5, WDCR, Decatur Catholic Radio.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.